think there are two pages. I think one of them I might have given out already. But, there are two pages. There's one that's from Rav Kook's Siddur. You know, the second page is the one we'll do first. That's Chanukah, where it says Birchas Chanukah. It's from the Siddur. And the second page is from Ayers HaKredish. They think that you might have already gotten. Two weeks ago, we were talking about what appears to be a tremendous chiddush from Rav Kook as far as how he views the Seder of the generations. We were all raised hearing over and over and over again the reality of Yiridus Hadoris. That was one of the things that before we could blame everything on internet, we were able to blame on Yiridus Hadoris. Now we could use the combination of internet and Yiridus Hadoris. That everything's just getting worse, everything's getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and everything is getting bad, terrible. And we're just part of that swing in history towards everything that's bleak and dark and hopeless. Yiridus Hadoris. Of course, there's truth to that. We understand that there are many, many rayos for that, both in Torah and in reality. But Rav Kook, together with the other great Kohen who he never met, Rav Tzadik, those two Kahanim, the Shnei HaKahanim HaGadolim. I guess we could say the 20th century, Rav Tzadik was Nifter in 1900, so he just made it into the 20th century. The two Kahanim HaGadolim were Megala Apipnimius HaTorah, that there's another side to the Seder of the generations. We were talking 2 weeks ago about that shift. Rav Kook is, in the Maimar HaDor, Rav Kook, we were learning, as Rav Kook is discussing how in earlier times there were Yichidei Skula, there were individual tzaddikim, few and far apart, but they were on an astonishing level of godless, both in terms of their learning and in terms of their tzidkis and kedusha. They were amazing, amazing, great people. But the Hamoin Am, for the most part, the general population was not bechlal in that parasha, and there was a tremendous amount of illiteracy and ignorance and so on. Moshe Einikin of Kook says in the Maimon HaDor, that's what we're learning of Kook in a few places we already saw, and I was trying to explain this while Pipnimius 2 weeks ago, that as we get closer to Mashiach, everything is bechlal in the world, not just in Klaisel, everything is shifting, everything is moved away from the Yechidim and seems to be spread out more among the Hamayin Am. So we don't have the kind of tzaddikim, we don't have the kind of ga'inim that were just a generation or two ago, but on the other hand, we have among regular people, we have an unbelievably greater level of literacy in Torah and Shemir HaMitzvos and so on that we haven't seen in the past. I'm trying to explain that 2 weeks ago, based upon this side of Tzimtzum and how Tzimtzum, what that means in terms of the generations, in terms of the Darius. So I wanted to do a little piece here on Chanukah and a little bit more from Erev HaKadosh, just so we could have a clear grasp of what Rav Kook is talking about, because he continues along these lines in the Maimar Hadar, and we need this more in order to understand the rest of the Maimar. Plus, it's Chanukah, and it's good to learn something from the Siddur for Chanukah. So look inside where it says Maisa Fahailach. There's a page that has the page that has only one side. The other side is blank. So that where it says Birchas Nechanukah, on the right side, you see where it says Maisa Fahailach? Again, it's hard to understand. And whenever it comes to learning Rav Kook, it's always just as close as I can get to understanding it, see what it means to me, but each one of you should try to understand it, and other Abba, it's hard to explain. Moisef Eilach. So of course everybody knows that we paskin like Beis Hillel, and the Hanukkah candles are lit in a Seder that increases from 1 to 8. Maisif v'harlech, not parches v'harlech, not like Beis Shammai, but like Beis Hillel, 1 and then 2 and then 3 and so on. Maisif, we add v'harlech. Maisif v'harlech. So Cook explains, Hanitzochen shenosn Hashem biyad avad v'kahanim, zgaber al ha'yivanim, The victory that Hashem brought to His servants, the Kohanim, meaning the Chashmonaim, Chanukah, that they were able to defeat the Yevanim, that the Kohanim were able to be Mezgabra al HaYevanim on the Greeks. Kshebikshu le'ekar, what were the Greeks attempting? What were they trying to accomplish? Kshebikshu le'ekar. They were trying to uproot b'sinosam harabam ha'oid, the Torah's Yisrael, because of their great hatred for Torah's Yisrael. Again, their hatred for Torah's Yisrael has to be clear. They appreciated the poetry and the beauty of Torah, but Torah's Yisrael is what they couldn't bear. We were talking about that last night. Ein lanu chelik b'lokei Yisrael. There should be something different or unique or special, religiously, theologically, etc. As far as the literary, philosophical content of Torah's Yisrael, they appreciated it as world class literature. But Torah's Yisrael they despised. They hated Torah's Yisrael. So they were trying to be oikir kshebikshu le'ekar to uproot. B'sinosam harabim ha'oid l'Torah's Yisrael le'irakis am Yisrael mimamodim achomri. Not only were they trying to destroy us, mima'amod ma'chomri, physically, financially, and there was not an effort, it doesn't seem to have been an all-out effort to annihilate us, but when you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah, and one studies carefully the sugya of Chanukah, as far as our financial situation, the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, the lachatz that we were under, and the anius, the poverty that we suffered during that time, and also as far as Kedushas Yisrael was concerned, and that the Gzeres of the Yevanim were an attempt to completely eradicate Shem Yisrael, to destroy us as a people. Kim es tchunas achayim she Yisrael maidim ba'olam. Rav Kook says what the Greeks were trying to uproot, what they were trying to stop, was the very tchunas achayim, the quality, the character of life. That the Jewish people are trying to bring to the world. The Jewish people are trying to bring a certain tchunas achayim, a quality of life, a certain character of life, of kedusha, tnius, which Rav Kook talks about. They were trying to bring this. We are trying to bring this to the world. We're trying to bring this to the world. A certain tchunas achayim that we were sent. That we were sent to tell the world, to teach the world, and to bring the world this tchunas achayim, a quality of life, a certain character of life. That does not mean, of course, to convert the world, but not at all. But a way of life, a tchunas achayim al pi shor shehatara, according to the shoroshim, the roots of the Torah. Which means shetia tahara, that the world can be a place of tahara, even by going, that the world can be a place of tahara that's pure. That sneers. A place of a world that's modest and pure. Hayesoid haroshi b'chaye hamishpach, which of course is the foundation of chaye hamishpach, chaye hamishpach. We see that all the kilkulim of our times, of what the world is going through, it's chayi hamishpach. So without what's going on with families and chayi hamishpach, the breaking apart of families, and kilkul of chayi hamishpach. But these last few weeks, again, surfacing the what happened. In Ferguson, with all of with the uprising and the anger and the chamol, all of this goes back to the akira of chayi hamishpacha, that is, you know, to have family, a strong and healthy family with tahara and with tznius. It's missing, and especially among many of those from the minorities here in America, that was never strong for many, many reasons. And this is the tchunas achaim of Am Yisrael, the tchunas achaim of the Jewish people that we're trying to bring to the world. And the Greeks and the Yevanim couldn't bear that. There's a sin to that, to the tchunas achaim of tahar and tznius, the way that the Torah wants the world to be, wants us to live. The basis, of course, is Kedusha and Tahara. And from that basis, from that Yisod of Tahara and Atznius and of the family, all the other Midas and all the other ways of thinking, the Midas and the Deus, HaYisraelius, of the Jewish people to bring to the world. And the Greeks saw this way of Am Yisrael as a tzara to their culture. A tzara is a competition, like two women are tzaras married to the same guy. They saw our way of life, and they're absolutely right. And our way of life is a tzara to their way of life. This is true. Our way of life, Kedusha, and Tahara, and Tznius, and Tikkun HaMidos, and Emuna, our way of life, and our way of thinking, and our way of behaving, is a tzara to their tarbus, is competition to their culture. So that's mamash competition to their culture. I was looking yesterday for a few minutes at one of the, we have all these four magazines now. So my wife is showing me an editorial that the fellow that is the editor of this magazine, the editor, he wrote a very, very strong thing against Hellenization, or about Hellenization and interpreting the Hellenization of what's going on in certain places within Orthodoxy these days, and what's called now this open Orthodoxy and the social Orthodoxy. And my wife showed me this because he's very, very stark to see them. He's a fine Jew, but he's he's very stark. And he has sometimes it's not b'shikol das and something. But he's writing this whole thing about Hellenization. Very, very stark. Very strong Hellenization. And then I just said to my wife, just turn the pages. You look, turn it. Every single advertisement is all about, it's all Yevanim Nikbetzu Alai. And I don't know, I'm not even going to go through it. Each advertisement, they have, you turn the next page, and they have from a Jewish a clothing store in Borough Park, and they have this guy, he looks like the Godfather. And like this, with the hair, and he's holding his button a certain way. I think the editor has the nerve. I just want to write to him. Just look at what you're putting in. So for the moment, it's Hellenization. It's like a tzach for Hellenization. It's for money. For Hellen. Every single. I shouldn't say everyone because there was like a cheese thing that was fine. But almost every. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. I didn't. One after the other. That's totally not sanua. Totally inappropriate. Totally, they have for strimals. They have this. They have an advertisement for strimals. A strimal is an Indian that it's an Indian level of a Shabbos Dikel Avush, of a Yontif Dikel Avush, and of Kedushas Yisrael, and Huggis of Tzaddikim, and they made already the strimal, the advertisement to have a strimal. It's all Hellenization. But it's just ever so slightly more subtle than what the guy's writing his editorial against. But I see it as dangerous, and in certain ways more dangerous, because it's less obvious than the they like to use that term Hellenization for any type of Yiddishkeit that's not what you believe. You know, it's not you. That's what they call Hellenization. It's not your style. That's already called Hellenization. Huh? Miyadachi, which I understand, because I told you, I remember the kids when they had the coloring books from when they used to buy when they were little. They had coloring books. I picked up a bunch of these coloring books from Williamsburg, and they had for Hanukkah, so they had Misyavdim, where it said Misyavdim, and they had guys with T-shirts with Kippos Sugot, and it says Yeshiva College, they're shooting, playing basketball. So it's called, that's called, and it says on the Misyavnim, those are the Misyavnim. Whoever's not in your Mahalach is already a Misyavnim. But if you look at these, if you look at the magazine, I won't say the name of the magazine, again, they're fine, nice people. Almost every advertisement's all an inyan of Yevanim Nikbitzu Alei. Every single thing. You have advertisements in the Jewish newspapers for a shaitl. And they'll put on some model on a thing like Chalitl, like it's some sort of a filthy movie, and she has a look on her, and they make with a long shaitl down, coming down to her feet, and they have a certain look, and it's for a shaitl. The inyan of a shaitl is supposed to be Kisa HaRosh and Sneas and Kedusha and the whole thing of a shaitl. Bechlal, what became of the shaitl, I'm not going to talk about that old sugya of what became of the shaitl. So tumah of the Yevanim, that's a tzara. They see Teres Yisrael as a tzara l'tarbusam hayim. It's competing with their culture. I'm just competing with their culture. Shabbat hamidu l'neis is alitzos achayim v'hanois avugufanis v'ha dimyanis, because the Yevanim in their culture, hamidu l'neis, they have propped up as the most important thing is the pleasures of life, the pleasures, the physical pleasures and the dimyanis and the fantasies, the physical pleasures and dimyanis of this world. Also, every single with the way they advertise food. The advertisement for food. All the taivas gufanias. I mean, obviously they can't put things that are the same way as they would. If they could, they would, but they can't. But when it comes to food, when it comes to how they advertise restaurants, there was a thing yesterday in this magazine. Listen, they were advertising a liquor store. There's some place in Borough Park, a liquor store. And of course, it says everything with Yiddish and Hebrew, and it has glezelach of schnapps, filled with schnapps, with a little fire coming out from the Hanukkah candle. Eight glezelach of schnapps, with a fire coming out, and it says a lashon there. They used, I don't remember, you know, something from the Aneus Halal. They used from Aneus. That's not Yevanim Nikbitzu Alei. That's not Yevanim. This is so shallow. They think the meaning of his yavnus is only when you're majoring in Aristotle in graduate school. As if anybody cares about that anymore. They're majoring in Aristotle. Then you're from the misyavnim. But you can have their glezelach with schnapps and advertising the store kilu tzaneves halalu lit up 8 glasses of schnapps. The gashmius, they have for Bekishes, they have these animals, they dress up these little kids and they oil their, you see how they make from the Chanukah, they put on the oil for their payas, and they give them all the little kids, like they're making them into models, little boys, they're making these little boys from Cheder, they're making them into models to have a certain look, and the whole thing is a gal nefesh. It's a much deeper pagam in Kedushas Yisrael than those things that are more obvious, that a Jew knows that it's not. But a person has a little bit of a hergish for Kedushas Yisrael, for the Tchunas Achayim. The Rav Kook is talking about there's a certain character, that a quality of life that Am Yisrael has. Tchunas Achayim. That Greek, that the Greek civilization is the v'nahapichu of that Tchunas Achayim. But now look how Rav Kook now how he turns. Now this is what this is what the Greeks wanted to accomplish. Le'akaras hakol, sinas ha'Torah, and a hatred for Tchunas Achayim of Yisrael that we were trying to bring to the entire world to stop that. Now Rav Kook says, Hapgisha ha'Yevanis, our encounter with Western culture, with Greek civilization, with Western culture, Hapagisha hayivonis v'anitzochim shel Yisrael. Our pagisha, our encounter with Yavan, and our victory by Hanukkah, garmu l'tuudas ha'ashpor ha'yisraelis b'yachas la'amei ha'aretz, was able to have the amazing hashgacha of Hashem, was able to cause that this destiny that we are supposed to influence all of civilization, that it was able to cause us to have a greater influence upon all of civilization. To have a greater influence, the nitzochna of Yavan. In other words, I think Rav Huk is saying, had we never met Yavan, we would not be able to influence the world as much as we are once we have met them and defeated them. Had we never met them. In other words, al derech moshel, if you get somebody that was raised in Meir Sharm, Bekdusha B'Tahara, and he never saw anything, and he lives on his block, and everything was... So what kind of a hashpah can that person have on the outside world? What ability does he have to convey the Tunis Chaim of Am Yisrael to the nations of the world and even to other Jews? He doesn't have that because he was raised, it's beautiful, but he was raised in the Dalet Amos. He was raised in the Dalet Amos of Yisrael, and there was never, and he didn't come into contact. There was no pgisha, there was no encounter, there was no pgisha hayivonis, there was no encounter with Greek culture, with Greek civilization. The whole union of Chanukah is that we're lighting the menorah, Pesach, Besim, Vachutz, to be able to be Mashpia. Of course, the only way we can be Mashpia is if there's a strong light inside the house. There's Pnimis, inside the house. Svasem is Reis, Tebizmanenu, you know that Bnei HaSakon, you bring it into the house, the menorah of Vidayah, and you light it on your table, you light it inside the house. And Al Pikabol, the Chassidus, the Ikus, to light the menorah inside, not shining to the outside. But Svasem says, because now the chutz, the pnim, chutz is not. He says the to be mashpi on outside is already in the house. He says the inside of the house is already called outside. That's what Sama says. The inside of the house, it's already outside. So we have to try to be mashpi. That's already called outside. Anshe beisai, one's own family, one's own children, one's own self is already called the outside. So it used to be that we were trying to shine the candles mamish out into the world, to change the world. Because the world is called chutz, and inside is called pnim. And when the pnimius is strong inside the house, we have the power to blast out the message of Am Yisrael, out tchunas chaim to the world at large. So Sema says that because of what's happened to us, Segalus and so on, that he says the outside is now inside. So there's no inyan, he says, to light the candles anymore by the door or by the window. He says, because inside the house, because the inside of the house, he says, the pnim is already b'chutz. It's already b'chutz. Everything, we don't see that. Everything that's on the outside is already inside the Jewish home. That's exactly what I'm talking about with the stupid magazines. Everything that used to be on the outside is now on the inside. It's now on the inside. Now it has Jewish, now it has Yiddish and Jewish writing. Everything that was on the outside is now on the inside. So why light the candles by the door? Who are you trying to change? You trying to change the Greeks in Astoria, in Queens? We're trying to mashpia on the Greeks. Who are we changing? Who are we influencing? Who are we, the Pesuminisa, the Svasema says, is by uns. Inside. The inside is already outside. What's the meaning outside? How much more outside can we go than our own homes, how outside our own homes are? In the Jewish home, everybody's holding on to the same machine. He has the same outside that the guy has. In his house, sitting on his couch, with all the paintings of tzaddikim and their grandfathers and great grandmothers with their tichels and everything, and everybody has the same machine in Williamsburg and Borough Park and Muncie and Monroe, everywhere it's the same thing. So there's no such thing anymore. It's the outside. It's a galach outside. You must be on the outside. Light a candle on your own table. Light a candle in your own house to be mafras on the nays, because there's no such thing anymore. Chutz. The chutz is already pnim. The pnim is already chutz, and this doesn't. Such thing anymore. But this is what's become of us. So Rav Kook says, if not for that pgisha hayivanit, for the pgisha hayivanit, if not for our encounter with the outside world, Rav Kook is saying, we would not be able to have such an influence on the outside world. But as far as we're concerned now, we wouldn't be able to speak the same way even to our children. I know it's ironic, but the truth is that because of the Pagisha Yavanas, we need to communicate with our children. We need to use some of the lashonis of Yavin. We need to use some of those things from Western civilization, from the culture outside of our own. Not only to lift up the world that's outside, to be able to communicate with the outside world, but even to communicate with the world inside. Even to communicate with our world inside. Because of the influence of the outside world upon the inside world of Am Yisrael, we have to understand the language of the outside world in order to be able to convey Kedushas Yisrael even to the world that's inside, even to our own. So therefore, Rav Kook is explaining that there is a tremendous Hashgacha Pratis, that as a result of Apkisha Yevonis Benitzoch, Yisrael Gamud Lutudis HaShpoah, Yisrael is Biachas Lamei Haaretz, Shetaschi Lasses Darka B'Yesa Ometz. But the Greeks wanted to destroy Kedushas Yisrael, to destroy Torah Yisrael. That what? That Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael is their competition. As a result of that Pegisha that we had with Yavon, and as a result of our being victorious by Hanukkah, he says, the koach of Am Yisrael to be able to change the world and to be able to infiltrate into the rest of the world outside of Meisharim, outside of Adal Ramas, he says, Tashlasas Darka B'Yesa Omas, is with even more strength. With more strength. We're able to get out with more strength. And the whole goal that Hashem Yisbach has in mind for the Achris, for the end of time, where Am Yisrael, that the whole world is going to believe in Hashem, and the whole world is going to be brought back to Hashem, that's all part of the Seder Ner Chanukah. The tachlis of our being in Golas is that we should be able to bring to Tikkun Olam B'Malchus Shakai, to repair the world, B'Malchus Shin Dalet Yud, V'Lehosus Kol HaBrum, that all who exist, the entire world should be brought back, Agud Achas, the Chayit Tzedek Bar Hashem, the whole world should be able to live a life of Tzedek, of righteousness, and the Or Hashem, and so on. Muvan Hu Shiribuye Yatzivyoin Shibbeleumim. You understand? That there are so many different characteristics to the nations of the world. Every single every culture, every civilization, they're so different. So many v'chilukosam la'amim rabim. There's so many different nations. And each nation with its own way of, with its own culture, its own civilization. Yelchul haloich v'hismai kol mashi yosef or ha'emes v'chayin tzedek lofia. These differences, these distinctions between all of the cultures and all of the nations is becoming less and less and less. As the light of Hashem, as the light of Yisrael, as the Tchunus Achaim of Kedushas Yisrael is shining more and more, so too these differences that separate between the nations of the world are becoming less and less. Kosher Yoisi is Karvo Haman L'Tchunus Chaya Tayur HaLokis. And the closer the nations of the world draw to this Tchuna of the life of the Torah HaLokis, to that degree, there will be less differences between one nation and the other as they begin to draw closer to Emunah B'Hashem, to the Tchunas HaChayim and the way of Torah of Am Yisrael. Avol Oymek Kavonas HaTorah B'Hachanos Es Yisrael L'Malosim Shalachayim HaLiyonim. So one might think, Rav Kook is saying, again, there's all B'derech Evshe, but one might think that. Our whole tachlis is to influence the world, to change the world. And that's the ultimate tachlis, is to bring all of the nations back to serve Hashem, which is certainly a big thing. But, he says, Oyme kavanas ha-Torah, the deepest kavanah of the Torah, b'achanos Yisrael ha-Malosam, shalachayim ha-Leonim, ein rak b'shvil yes kli shimush l'olam kulo. It's not just about our being a useful tool to helping the world come back, to helping the world live according to our Tchunas Achaim of righteousness and belief and so on. Ki im mitzad skulosum she yisrael ba'atzmam she nala al kol. The ikir tachlis and the oimer kavonis haTorah is not to change the rest of the world, it's to change ourselves. That's what the Sfasem is really talking about, that the chutz has become pnim, and the ikir persumenis is now is amongst ourselves, with each other. Lamrosh ma shelefi hamara hachitzayna. Now this comes back to the Nekud that we've been learning. Therefore, Rav Kook says, Lamros Mashalifi Amara Chitzon, even though according to what we see on the outside, Hadars Holchim Vedalim, the Duras are getting lower and lower, and the generations are getting lower and lower. That's what we see. That the generations are getting lower and lower. Vein Luchayoyim She'en Klo Losim Ru Mechavero, and there isn't a day that's that every single day has a bigger, is more cursed than the day before, because the generations are decreasing in every respect. It's less and less and less, lower and lower and lower, and therefore Ein Yom Shekolasim Ruv Mechaveiro. But at that same time, Harei Midas HaSkula HaPnimis Shebeklal Yisrael, the Midas HaSkula HaPnimis Shebeklal Yisrael, the measure of that inner light, and the Skula HaPnimis, that inner Koach, the mysterious inner Koach, Shebeklal Yisrael, in the Jewish people as a people. Einu Nimdedes Lefi Erech Shal Kol Dor V'Dover Pratius, is not measured. Is not measured by the erech, by the value of kol dor v'dor b'protius, with each individual person of the generation. Ki im hi sekeres b'skira achas es kol hadoros mireish v'ad soif. But rather, the skul ha'pnimis of Klal Yisrael, you can't measure by each individual Jew. In that way, of each individual person, it's getting lower and lower. But when one looks at b'skira achas, when one looks at the entirety, Meskira Achas, of all the generations, Mireish Vatzov, from the beginning of time until the end of time, the Chol Dor V'Dor, which Rav Kook talks about in Ashrei, Dor L'Dor Yishabach Ma'asecha, that it increases, HaMachzik B'Bris Hashem, that the generations are continuing to hold on to the Bris of Hashem, U'B'Yoseh Tachas Seval Ol Golos V'Tzor Rabba, and not only that, but the later generations that have gone through the most horrible tzoras, and are continuing to bear the ol of Golus, the Tsar Rab and the terrible Tsaris, and refuse to let go of Yiddishkeit, refuse to let go of being Jews, even though Mitzad de Prat, that individual person is on a much lower level than in earlier generations in terms of his Shemiras HaMitzvahs, in terms of learning, whatever it is. But B'yoseh Tachas Sevel Olga is it who Moisif Yisron El Askula HaKlolus. But there is an added, the Moisif Yisron. Every generation adds a Yisron, a Maila, Elaskula Klolos Shel Etzem Mitzias Uma Hanifla Azos, to the unbelievable Mitzias of this wondrous nation. Shein Dugmosa Tachis Kol Hashamayim. There is no nation like this in the world. Lefichach Gam. Therefore, Gam Ribuy Tzivyoni HaAmim. Therefore, in some mysterious way, all of the different cultures that we've come into contact with, all of the different civilizations that we've met over the years, in some mysterious way, are contributing to the light that Am Yisrael is going to be Magala at the end of time. When everything will be fixed and everything will be repaired, that all of creation will be encrowned with at the end of time. When the nation, when Am Yisrael will be perfected, and will be ready for a life of kedusha and all of its in its most exalted state. And this is all connected. This greatness of Am Yisrael, not Lefi the Prat. As far as the Pratim are concerned, of course, there's Yeridas Adairas. It's true that as far as individuals, much fewer people are observant compared to what was in the past and so on. And there's been a tremendous Yerida over time. But somehow, in a mysterious way, in a very, very deep way, Mitzad Klal Yisrael and our perseverance through Golus, and not only that, but through our encounter with the outside world, and being in some way being able to pick up things from the outside world that on the one hand have caused terrible decay and terrible sorrows and terrible churban to Am Yisrael, but on the other hand has also brought the aura of Am Yisrael to the nations of the world on one level, and also in terms of who we are, that we've been able to also come closer to the tachlis of what we need to be and how we need to be. This is all connected to the Ner Chanukah. That as far as how much of an influence we'd be able to have over the world, there were steps that began to be taken with our victory, with the victory of the Hashmonaim over the Yavanim. But nitpalhu al yisayd ha'echusi shel etzam skulas kedushasim alakishi Yisrael. As far as the numbers are concerned, so we see that Am Yisrael, as far as measuring the quantity of the influence that we're able to have over the world, and the quantity of Jews who are Shem HaMitzvahs compared to the past, perhaps in that respect, it's Peiches V'Heilach. The light of the Jewish people is becoming less, and we see a certain Yeridus Adairus, that the light of Am Yisrael is decreasing over time. But Rav Kook is saying that in terms of the Pnimis, the Keiches, the Eichus of Am Yisrael through these years of Galus, and through our coming into contact with the world, and A, being able to influence the world that way, and B, ourselves taking certain things from the outside that are able to bring these things also into the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. And the Stam, the Koach of Am Yisrael to hold on despite all of the suffering of Golos, as far as the Eichus, as far as the quality and the school HaPnimis of Am Yisrael, Rav Kook says it's stronger than ever before. Shel Etzem Skulas Kedusha Selokishi Yisrael, the Skulas Selokis, of course on the outside we look pretty bad. And things individually don't look good. But the Etzem Skulas Kedusha Osam Elokishi Yisrael, Umachshavtam Shel Yisrael Kad Melokol. And Hashem's plan for the world, of course, the Ikar Kavanah is Am Yisrael. And that's from before the creation of anything, was Bereishis Bar Elokim Bishvi Yisrael, because of Am Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. V'or Yisrael, Harlach V'or, Umaysif V'harlach. Therefore, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is focused more on the Parches V'Halach, on the diminishing, decreasing light. But Beis Hillel says that's true, that mitzad the prat, mitzad the individual, both in terms of the tzaddikim and even the stam, an individual Jew, the light seems to be decreasing and diminishing. And mitzad the numbers, there seems to be less and less and less of what used to be. But somehow, in a very deep and mysterious way, Davka, through these long years of Galus, we've picked up a certain koach that we've been able to strengthen, be strengthened in that school HaPnimis of Kedushas Yisrael, that will be revealed when Mashiach comes, and therefore, in a very deep and mysterious way, the true Metzius is Moisef Arla, that Am Yisrael is growing stronger and stronger and stronger in terms of the school HaPnimis of Kedushas Yisrael, of who we are, that we're Moisef Arla. Not less, that we're Moisef V'Harlach, that we're becoming increasingly holy and increasingly great over the years, over time, over the generation.
Just a very quick question. Before, when you were speaking about the Pekisha between Yavan and Yisrael, one of the things you were saying, that Yavan, their Inyan is Alitzo Sachan. So I understand the problem of Hanoisa V'Gufnis V'Demyonis, but what's the Inyan that Alitzo Sachan is?
I don't think he means just he's not talking about
being happy. Right. So what is?
Rav Kook must be talking about Alitzo Sachaim v'Hanoisa V'Gufnis. I think it's in one. It's been the Shema Achas that he's saying. Part of what Rav Kook is saying is that, and what Rav Kook writes about in all of his Ksavim is that, as a result of our encounter with the outside world, There are certain things that, as a result of the Pekisha HaYivanit, that are good that we've picked up. In other words, we've spoken about this a lot in the past. The fact that Rav Kook advocated, he pushed very, very much that there should be Jewish art, and there should be Jewish and Jews should exercise and be healthy and there should be active. He wasn't talking about having the Olympics, but he was talking about art and music and being active and so on. So there are chiluk edayis. Was Rav Kook talking about that as something which is lechatchila or is a b'deavid? In other words, is art and physical exercise and sports and so on? Does Rav Kook see that as a necessary evil that, as a result of the Pekisha HaYivanit, as a result of our encounter with Greece, what are we going to do? In other words, you have to make certain concessions, or else we're going to lose the kids. We have to make certain concessions. So if we're not going to give a period for gym, we're going to lose them. If we're not going to give them an art class or a music class, whatever, we have to make certain concessions. So there are those that wanted to learn that Rav Kook saw all of this as a tremendous b'deavid. They did the same thing to Rav Shamshval Hirsch. There were gedolim in Lithuania who did that to Rav Shamshval Hirsch. They said he's a big tzaddik. He couldn't possibly mean that's lechatchila. All that Rav Hirsch is talking about the Torah Derech Eretz, all the Rav Resh was talking about, he was a big Elochayim, and he wanted to save German Jewry from the Haskalah, and therefore Pesham Shmuel Hirsch, he promoted this whole program of Torah Derech Eretz. Of course, he never meant it, and when he was in his house with his rebbes, and he said, this is all Narishkeit, but anybody that ever learned this, a little bit of Rav Pesham Shmuel Hirsch, was on that Bechlal, that's an area of Torah that I did not put a lot of time into. There was a certain Tkufa around a month that I did, and I'm not familiar with a lot of the Ksav. His Perush on Chumash I learned when I was younger, the whole thing. But other than that, I've only read some of his letters. I have not read a lot of Reb Shamsa Volhers. But if you've just read a little bit of Reb Shamsa Volhers, you know that it's clear that it is not a bit of Evid. It was the cornerstone. It was the Evan Hapina of his entire way of thinking. And he even had it on the Evan Hapina of the yeshiva and of the buildings in Frankfurt. That was his, it wasn't a bit of Evid. So I think what Rav Kook is saying is there is certainly a certain Alit Sut HaChayim, there's a certain happiness of life. And there's even a certain hanos haguf, there's a certain need that Jews have to enjoy this world. To enjoy this world. I think, al derech, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Talmid Baal Shem are talking about, that as a result of the Pekisha HaYavonis, that we've been able to incorporate something which is originally Jewish. Jews were meant to be happy, Jews were meant to enjoy this world also, with tznius and kedusha and tahara. But what he's talking about, when he's talking, I think, in a negative way, he means a certain, an abandonment, a recklessness, a perverse, promiscuous way of life. That was a gol nefesh, the klai yisrael, and the Rav Kook. But what we have picked up as a result of the Pekisha HaYavonis, as a result of our stepping out of our Dalet Amos, is that Olam Hazeh, which Am Yisrael, through, by necessity, that Olam Hazeh was not working out for us, that Olam Hazeh that was rejected by Am Yisrael, which was not the Tochnit, which is not Hashem's plan in creation, that as a result of the Pekisha HaYavonis, that they were able to make contact with the outside world and to bring back into Am Yisrael some of those things, some of those tchunas hachaim, such as alitza hachaim, such as being happy, such as being happy. That as I reading that I there's an interesting. There was an interesting exchange that I read that the Imre Emes and Rav Chaskel Avramsky, the Imre Emes is the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes and Rav Chaskel Avramsky were best friends. It's an interesting, I guess, the odd couple, but they were very, very close friends. The Imre Emes had a deep appreciation for the learning and for the Ehrlichkeit of Rav Chaskel. He used to always talk about him. Rav Chaskel Avramsky was a Goyin Olam, was one of the leaders of the Litvish Welt, and him and the Mermes, they were very close, and they spent a lot of time talking. They were very, very close, and I was reading where Rav Chaskel Avramsky was taking a walk with the Mermes, and Rav Chaskel asked the Mermes, he said, he doesn't understand what is about the Chassidim that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that they're singing the whole time. He doesn't get it. He said, what's like? Rav Chaskel says, "L'simcha mazuois, l'simcha mazuois, sifrei chaim, sifrei meisim psuchim." You know, the book of life, the book of death is open. And he says, "What are the Chassidim standing all day?" He says, "Singing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur." And Rav Chaskel wasn't asking it to Chepa. He's an Ish Emes. He wanted to understand. Otherwise, the Ish Emes wouldn't have spoken to him. So the Imam is Kedarka, like in one sentence, but it's brought down in the safe. The Imam has said that the Shechina is not Shaira. The Shechina, Chazal tells that the divine presence of Hashem cannot meet up with a Jew when he's in a matzav of atzvus, of sadness, right? It's only mitrech simcha. Yaakov Avinu couldn't have Hashuas HaShechina because vayimoyin lehisnachim, because he couldn't be consoled. He was sad. And his madregi, he was sad over Yosef at Sadik being gone. He couldn't have her. He couldn't have a shvasa shechin, because the shechin is not shayr. It's only mitoich simcha. So the Imam has said to Reb Chaskel that there's hashgacha that over the years of galus and with the choshech mechushech, what's the suffering, the difficulties of Am Yisrael, that it wouldn't be possible anymore bechlal to have even the shemitz of a kesher takadosh baruch hu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur unless it's going to be with nigunim b'simcha. Is there be no shechina at all in the shul, and is the only way that we're able to have a touch of the shechina is through this avodah of opening up the heart. He says b'simcha. And if Chaskel says, okay, so that's a chassidish sefer that says Chaskel, you know, you never get the answer. So Chaskel is. And so he sent him, Chaskel understood, and he nodded his head, that he understood that this Indian, that this has also changed over the years, that years ago, but even I remember when we came to the neighborhood, you know, the best compliment is imitation, right? So when we came to the neighborhood, so we started at the beginning, when we had, you know, Chaim David coming, and we had, and years ago, Shlomo Katz, we started with the Avodah of Nagina, which is a very big thing in Chassidus. So there was a chizik was being made from all the shuls in the neighborhood, different places that there's all. Now all the shuls, we have to try to book these guys, our friends, because the other shuls are trying to book them all the time. But that's what's happened. So now you have it, now they're all having the Kalabach things, and they're all having, and they want to have musicians coming. And so what happened? Just in these few years, I'm talking about over 20 years. What happened? What happened to the Malchus of sadness, the Malchus of Atzlus? What the kingdom of sadness is beginning to crumble? That until now, whoever heard that there should be that the singing, the people should be actually happy and enjoy their Yiddish guy? Where was there such a thing that people should be happy? Was that there should be such an Indian, the davening, there should be to be besimcha? I was saying to somebody, Baruch Hashem, there are many other places now where you can go and doesn't have to be Eish Kodesh. You can go davening, and the davening could have, there could be his iris, there could be his simcha and davening. But we're talking about over a short amount of time. But you see this, that the Alitza Sachaim, that the Alitza Sachaim, Zashgocha Pratis, that Am Yisrael over the years, as we're getting closer to Mashiach, and Eirishal Mashiach is shining, is Moisif V'Heilach, that there's something about that joy of life that we lost over the years of Golos. And because of our pegisha with the Yevanim, now, the joy of life by the Yevanim is disgusting. Because why? Because the Alitza Sachaim is all part of Hanois of a Gufonis Vadimyonis. It's all part of the pornography. It's all part of filth. The Alitza Sachaim, the joy of life. It's the schnapps with to make a Hanukkah candle out of schnapps. It's all Gufonis, it's all Hanois of this world. It's all disgusting. The Alitza Sachaim. They associate the joy of life. Where they can have what's going to be on New Year's. It's coming up to New Year's. This year, you know, New Year's is Asar B'Tavis. Mamash, a gewaldige thing. Asar B'Tavis is New Year's. So what does it mean by them, a kratzmach? What does it mean by them in New Year's? It's a mitzvah to make chayzik. What does it mean? What's their yontiv? What's their yontiv? So here you come to their yontiv, that this is the leida, this is the birth of Isai Ish on Christmas. And then the eighth day is the New Year's, that's the bris of Isai Ish. So what's the simcha that they make for Isai Ish? I'm not talking about in a couple of shtetlach somewhere in Sicily, where you have the go with scarves, the fafrumtas. I'm talking about stama goy. What do they have from their yontiv? What's the yontiv? It's the time of the biggest preetzes. It's the most disgusting parties. It's the filth and the tum of the whole year. It's all, like we were learning 2 weeks ago, it all comes and it's mitzamtzim from the whole, and it comes to that time of the year, right? Yom Zeh Mechubad Mikol Yomim. So it comes down to Christmas. Yom Zeh Mechubad Mikol Yomim. All of the filth, all the tum, all of the pornography, all of the taivas are all concentrated into Christmas, into New Year's. All of their taivas come into 2 days of the year. They have enough for the rest of the year today. But it's all, you see, there's unbelievable how it concentrates into 2 days of the year. But they'll go crazy with their taivas. So you ask a kasha, what does it have to do with Isa Ish? I thought he was an Eilech Yid. What do you have making, according to you, he was a big tzaddik. Well, he was God himself. What are you making all kinds of taivas, gufanis, and tumas, on Davka, and New Year's, and on those days? Why were you celebrating? Why, even when you curse, why do you say his name? So you see that the Alitza Sachaim by a goy, he can't separate the Alitza Sachaim, the joy of life, from what? From the Taivas Gufonis Vidimyonis. He can't separate them. He doesn't know how to make that separation between one and the other. He doesn't know how to. So Alitza Sachaim, he associates the joy of life with the Taivas Gufonis Nechumis, and Dimyonis. That's what he is. That's. Am Yisrael had to draw out the Alitza Sachaim, but we had to fill the joy of life with Tchunas Yisrael. L'tchunus achayim shel Yisrael, of simchas haruach. And even when it comes to simchas haguf, it means b'kedusha, b'tahar, with sneas, in the way of Am Yisrael, to be moisif v'haylach. But what's fascinating is what Rav Kook is saying is that as a result of the p'kisha hayivonis, the aura of Am Yisrael in a deep way, in the skula pnimis of Am Yisrael, is moisif v'haylach, not p'chis v'haylach. Our encounter with the world has not detracted from the inner light. Our encounter with the world in a very deep way has added to the inner light, even on the outside, of course, the metzias is parches vaylach. On the outside, the superficial, and that is no question that there's it's been parches vaylach. But in terms of the school hapnimis of Am Yisrael, in terms of the school hapnimis, different Rav Kook was talking about that the boy should exercise. I personally don't believe that he meant it as a bedevit. I don't believe that. I believe that he was talking about Irish Mashiach, that we're getting closer to Mashiach, and the Irish Mashiach is that Jews should be healthy. The Jews should be healthy, and
it says it prefers a pikabola that the kelim higher than the iris. How could they say that it was only the b'evet?
Right,
it says it
clearly. Right, right. So anybody that learns Pnimis Hatar knows that it's the yisod in all kisveri.
Right.
It's toe was higher than tikkun.
Yeah.
It's the yisod in all the kisveri. But those who are not in the those who are on the outside, not on the inside, so they'll say that Rav Hirsch was talking. Rav Hirsch wasn't a pikabola. Well, Rav Hirsch is talking about b'evet, and even Rav Hirsch was not talking a pikabola. Wasn't talking b'evet. He was talking lechachila. Rav Kook lachas kam v'kam. It's all kisveri. It's all tikkun ezer. Rav Kook is talking about with the deepest tikkun to get ready for Mashiach. And the deepest and part of the deepest tikkun of getting ready for Mashiach is that Jews should eat well and should exercise, and that we should be able to have paintings of kedush to have paintings of Yerushalayim. But a goy is not masing that. So a goy, once you give him a paintbrush and you give him an easel, he starts to paint his girlfriend. You understand? So what are you going to do? There's nothing to do about that. But a yid paints Yerushalayim. Yid paints the Yerushalayim. He paints things that are inspiring, that uplift. And Rav Kook was pushing that, and they called the school the Betzalel, the school in Yerushalayim, that he wanted to forget. He wanted, I don't know if it's in Yerushalayim, maybe it's not Yerushalayim. That he wanted to it wasn't a b'deavid, it's the chachila. But it has to be with the tchunas achayim of Klal Yisrael, the shor shei ha-Torah, api shor shei ha-Torah. And in that respect, in a very deep way, the light of Am Yisrael is moisif v'haylach, is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. Even on the outside, there's a Shavir Sakelem. On the inside, the Tchunas Chaim, the light of Am Yisrael, is growing stronger and stronger. All right, we didn't get to the Arisa Kodesh. Hold off the page. We'll do the next thing.